Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. It's good to be with you this morning, and we trust that you'll enjoy the preaching of the Word of God this morning, that you're getting ready to go to church, and that you're enjoying your salvation, for my, isn't God wonderful that He has saved us and cleansed us and given us an eternal home in heaven. We want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and then at 11 o'clock this morning, our morning worship service. At 4 o'clock tonight, we meet again to worship the Lord, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday night is our midweek Bible study. And so we invite you to come to these services and trust that you will, knowing that you will receive a blessing from the Word of God for your coming. We've been speaking the last about four Sunday mornings concerning the doctrine of eternal security of the believer, and we'd like to continue on this study today. It is a very interesting and a very important study altogether. We spoke last Sunday morning concerning the fact that we have eternal security. And the Bible says over and over and over again that we have eternal life. The Bible never mentions that we have life until we sin, or that we have salvation until we do something wrong. The Bible never mentions us having a temporary salvation. It's always permanent. It's always eternal. And one reason for this is that Jesus died one time. The book of Hebrews, please. The book of Hebrews, chapter 6. The Bible said here in verse 1, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, or of the doctrine of baptisms, or of laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit." Now read with me verse 4. And the scriptures are saying here that a person who has been saved, if they are ever lost, they can never be saved again. Now think about that. This is what the Bible is saying. This is what we're going to read to you from Hebrews chapter 6, beginning in verse 4. If, and that's a mighty big if a person is saved and they lose their salvation, they can never, never be saved again. Verse 4. "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put Him to an open shame." Now, Jesus Christ died one time that He might give us salvation one time. And when we are saved one time, we are saved eternally. We're not saved temporarily. We're not saved unto the time that we sin and then we lose that eternal salvation. No way. Because eternal means everlasting, and it means it never does end. And so we have everlasting life because Jesus died one time. There are those people that teach that you can be saved and lost and saved again, but the Bible does not teach that. The Bible says that it is impossible for that person, if they have ever been saved, and He gives a long description of what salvation is. Enlightened is salvation. Tasted the heavenly gift is salvation. Partakers of the Holy Ghost is salvation. Tasted the good word of God is salvation. And the powers of the world to come is salvation. That's some descriptions of what salvation is. And if that person could fall away, they can never be saved, because for them to be saved again, Jesus would have to die again. The Bible said in verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 6, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. They put Jesus to an open shame. They are actually saying that Jesus was not able to keep them saved. People that say I've been saved and lost are saying that Jesus was not able to keep them saved. Now, Jesus died one time, Hebrews chapter 8. The Bible tells us, the book of Hebrews chapter 9, and the Bible tells us here in verse 28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The Bible is very clear, isn't it? Jesus Christ died one time for sinners. And someone would say, well, I believe that we're saved, and I believe that Jesus saves us, but it might be that we could lose our salvation in spite of what Jesus was doing to keep us in it. You know, I have to say to that person, they have such a weak, little, poor God that they don't have the same Jesus that I have. Because the God that I serve, the Jesus that saved my unworthy soul from a devil's hell, is very powerful. The Bible says concerning His power that He simply spoke the worlds into existence. The Bible said that He simply spoke and it was so. He didn't use a long line of evolutionary progression to develop anything. Jesus brought forth the worlds out of nothing and hung the world, the earth, upon nothing. And men can only marvel at His power. The Bible talks about the finger of God, which does miracles. Not His whole power, not His whole being, but simply a little bit of Him. Jesus holds us because He can. John chapter 6. The book of John chapter 6. Notice what this scripture tells us about eternal security and how that we're kept by Jesus Himself. Read what the Bible says. John chapter 6 and verse 37. The Bible said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I like that. The Bible said, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Jesus is saying He will never cast out one that comes to Him in saving faith. He will never cast him out. In other words, they can't do anything bad enough to get out of the hand of God. John chapter 10. The Bible tells us here, John chapter 10 and verse 28. Well, let's begin reading in verse 27. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And there again is that word eternal that we talked about a couple of Sundays ago. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I mean, that's pretty positive. Whenever we're saved, we are kept by Jesus Christ. Paul referred to himself as being the prisoner of God. And somebody would say, well, but God, you see, when you have great sins, then God will cast you out. It's not so. Because He's already given His blood for their salvation, He keeps them. I want to use the example of King David in the Bible. And I think everyone would know what King David did with Bathsheba. The Bible says that David was there upon his rooftop, and he looked over there, and there was a woman bathing herself. And he lusted after her. He sent for her. The Bible said he lay with her and sent her home. The Bible says that she contacted him later and said, "I am with child, and it's your child, and my husband knows it's not his because he's gone off to war." David, as you well know the story, David wound up killing her husband. Well, now, David didn't strangle him to death with his own hands. But David so arranged the army that her husband Uriah was put in the forefront of a battle where he died. He was put there in order that he would die. David, the king of Israel, a man saved by the grace of God, committed adultery with this woman, then killed her husband. Now that is horrible. That is very, very, very bad. And someone would say, "Well now, surely, since David did all of that terrible, that wicked, wicked thing, then God turned from him." God did chasten David. The Bible tells us that the child that was born of Bathsheba got sick. Nathan the prophet had already come, and he had already told David that the child was going to die because God would not let David away with that sin. And so David began to weep and to mourn before God, confessing his wickedness and sinfulness. And if you've ever read Psalms 51, that is the psalm that David prayed before God concerning his child that would die because of his sins. And in that psalm, David never did ask God to save him again, because that was impossible. It was impossible because David had not been lost. He was saved one time. But in Psalms 51, when David went before the Lord, he said, "Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation." David did not pray, "Lord, restore unto me my salvation." But rather he said, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." David said to the Lord, he said, "Lord, if you wanted sacrifice, I'd give you all kinds of sacrifices." But then David said, "That's not the sacrifice the Lord wants. What the Lord wants is the broken and a contrite heart." You see, Jesus died one time for the sins of me and for you, for the sins of the world. He didn't die twice. He only died one time, and one time's a plenty. And surely we sin after that we're saved. But we don't have to be saved again because we've sinned. But we have to be forgiven. And we go to the Lord Jesus Christ and we ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins. And that is exactly what he does. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 John that whenever we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we're saved one time. We sin after the salvation, but all we need then is for God to forgive us and not to save us again. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do want to take the opportunity again to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for the continuation, yet again, of this subject, the doctrine of the eternal security of the believer. Thank you now for listening.